welcome this development with extreme joy and happiness. The delight we have derives from the fact that the relaxed conditions now minimize the possibility of corruption, which has been very rampant and widespread at Home Affairs Marabastad in Pretoria. So that is the center where most Zimbabweans and many other nationalities apply for asylum and refuge. But you would find that people would queue for weeks or months on end, with the result that even when it's raining, when it's sunny and extremely hot, people will be still queuing for those papers. Then secondly, we have had people who were targeted for robbery, others for rape, etc., whilst they were standing in queues. And ultimately, they would not even get in unless they paid a certain amount to go inside. Even after going inside, because you would pay outside, then go inside, but even after going inside, you would not be attended to unless you paid somebody else, or else you would then be thrown out and asked to come another week. And so the vicious cycle continued. We are very happy that this has now been stopped. Zimbabweans coming to apply for asylum will simply put their names in a box, and they will be called from there. And the other changes that make us very happy are the changes to the length or duration of the validity of the permit itself, because asylum seeker permits that were granted from Monday and yesterday, Tuesday, now range from 6 or more months, which is a very happy conclusion to a sorrowful scenario. And lastly, those with refugee status, you have now been given 2 years, at least for those that have been in the country since 2007. And this is a welcome development, because many lost their jobs when they were trying to renew these documents, some even on a weekly basis.
But is it easy for a Zimbabwean to get asylum in South Africa?
It's not easy. It's extremely difficult, for the reason that South Africa over the years has failed to recognize that we have social, economic, and also political problems in the country that can generate refugees from Zimbabwe to come to the south side of Limpopo. Secondly, the UN also not been very helpful. It has failed to recognize Zimbabweans as refugees, or Zimbabwe as a refugee producing country. That is because they misinterpret that are working there, because the Refugee Act simply says if you face political, you know, one country, or you face torture, for example, you are entitled to refugee in another country. But if you remember, the well-publicized case of Roy Bennett, he almost failed to get asylum in this country until he resorted to the courts. So it has been very difficult. But one of the issues that make it difficult for Zimbabweans to get that asylum is also the fact that they were shy or hesitant to pay the amounts demanded by corrupt officials there. Some of them, really coming from a very poverty-stricken country, could not afford the amounts being asked for. So that was one of the problems. But also the other problem is our division as a country. We are not very helpful towards each other. We don't have team mentality that other countries have. For example, Ethiopians and Nigerians come together. Even if somebody is arrested, they come together to get a bail fine for him. We don't do that as Zimbabweans.